Well, I know you're all familiar with the Ten Commandments. And I'm not going to preach on them this morning, but you're all, you're all familiar with them. God says about not having any other God before him, and so on and so forth, and thou shalt not steal, and commit adultery, and, you know, all those things. And they're all good things to avoid, but I think there's one more that we might want to consider adding to that list. And Jesus spoke about this. Paul spoke about it as well. And I would just put it this way. Thou shalt not fret. How many of you fret? You know, what does fret mean? Worry, to be anxious. Yes, that's one definition. But there's another one, too, that I learned about in my early engineering career, and it has to deal with metals. There's such a thing called fretting corrosion. Metals corrode, okay, not only because, like iron, for example, when it gets wet and oxygen attacks it and it gets rusty and everything. But there's another kind of corrosion that attacks a metal, and it's due to friction. Now, we're all familiar with friction, right? You rub two sticks together, it gets hot, right? You can start a fire. And you try and slide on the floor with your socks on and everything, and like I did one time, and burned a hole through my socks and hurt my foot long time ago. Friction causes problems. But it's not only friction from, you know, like sliding like that or rubbing, you know. It also can be caused by vibration. Tiny vibration, okay, can attack a metal and cause it to corrode. That's another definition of fretting. Corrosion due to friction. Is there friction in your life that's causing you to corrode, so to speak? That eats away at you? Are there frustrations in your life? Little things that irritate you? And just like little vibrations, you know, don't seem to mean very much, but over time, they just build up, and eventually cause a metal to deteriorate. And so it can be with us too. Little things that just constantly eat away at us. We worry about them. We let them affect us. And it disturbs us. We want to have a nice, peaceful, joyful life and everything, but yet a lot of these things seem to eat away at us. And we get angry, we get frustrated, we get upset in different ways. And I have to admit that there are times when I really struggle with this because I see the news, I understand a lot of what's going on in the world, especially in this country. And sometimes it really gets me angry, it gets me frustrated that people behave that way. There's so much violence out there, there's so much hatred. No matter where you turn, you listen to the radio, you watch TV, you talk to one another, you hear about these things. What is this world coming to? What is this country coming to? I don't recognize it anymore. We used to be able to disagree peacefully. You might argue to a certain extent, but for the violence that we see now, it's terrible. I don't know about you, but like I said, sometimes it really gets to me. I have to remind myself, don't fret over it. Don't get frustrated. I know it's easier said than done, especially when somebody, you know, cuts you off or something as you're out driving. Your first reaction might be to, you know, utter some colorful words, so to speak. Not that any of you ever do, but, you know, the urge is there, right? But you can put the first one up. We have this, and this is from Psalm 37, verses 1 to 11. That's not the first one. There we go. Psalm 37, 1 to 11. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Does it seem like the workers of iniquity are profiting these days? You know, those who steal. Look at the looting that has gone on in a lot of stores. Theft, carjackings, and they all seem to get away with it. Some of them get caught, and they're right back out on the streets and do the same thing over and over again. They seem to get away with it. And it's not only people like that, but there are people in business that cheat. There are people that cheat on their taxes and boast about it. People do all sorts of things and seem to get away with it and prosper. And in many cases, get rich. But we're not to be envious of people like that. And that we're not to fret over it. It's been like that since the very beginning. There have been those who commit acts, unlawful acts, who seem to profit as a result of it. I mean, you know, Psalm 37, when was that written? A couple thousand years ago, right? We don't see any difference today. It's been going on since the beginning of time. But yet, what does the Lord say? Do not fret because of them. Why? Because they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Well, what does soon mean? To us it means one thing, to the Lord it probably means something else. We shouldn't worry about the timing of these things. Everybody will receive their just reward at one point in time. Because we have been forgiven, our reward will be different than those who have not chosen to receive forgiveness through faith in Jesus. There is a reckoning that will come to them at some point in time. And because they seem to prosper now, we shouldn't worry about it or fret over it. The Lord is the ultimate judge, and He will deal with them in His own time and in His own way. And there will come a time anyway when all of this will be forgotten. Why should we fret now? When the Lord comes back, or we go to be with Him, everything will be different. Those things won't bother us. We shouldn't let them bother us now. Well, what should we do? How should we respond when we see all these things happening? How should we respond? What should be our attitude? Well, here, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. We just sang a song, didn't we, in the beginning of the service about God's faithfulness. Feed on His faithfulness. How do you do that? You remember all the times that He has been good to you, all the times that He has answered prayer, all the times that He has blessed you when you didn't even ask for it. All the good things that He constantly and continually does for you. He is faithful. He has made promises, and He keeps every promise that He has ever made. We need to feed on that. That becomes part of our strength. God is faithful. We need to trust Him. Take Him at His word. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. You know what that means? delight yourself also in the Lord. It doesn't mean to just take pleasure in Him, to rejoice in Him. That particular word has been somewhat mistranslated. What it really means is to be pliable. Be pliable in His hands. He is the master potter, is He not? He shapes us, molds us into what He wants us to be. We can either resist that, or we can yield to Him and be pliable in His hands and let Him shape us as He will. When we do that and take pleasure in that, in that work, He'll give you the desires of your heart. We all have desires in our heart. But those desires, as we allow Him to shape us and mold us, will all be in keeping with His will. Those desires will align with His desires for us. And He will give them to us. He'll be very happy to give them to us because He sees His children that are willing to be shaped and molded by Him into the image of Jesus. Okay. Another thing we ought to do is commit our way to the Lord. Okay, Lord, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what's the best path to take. But You know. You've got everything all mapped out. Just like the song said. You see every day before it's been. And every place that I go, You've already been there. So, it should be easy for us to commit our way to the Lord because He knows all things. But sometimes, you know, we get it in our head. We want something. We want to go somewhere. We want to do something. And it's not in keeping with what's best for us or what He desires for us. So we're headstrong and stubborn and want to do it anyway. But if we commit our way to Him, be pliable in His hands, yield to the leading of His Holy Spirit, okay, and trust also in Him, He will bring it to pass. All the good things that He has planned for us. He will bring it all to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. We have been promised by God that when we go to be with Him and spend eternity with Him, we will shine like the brightest of stars. I don't know about you, but boy, that's really something. I can't imagine exactly what that's like. I know that God's lights shine so brightly, brighter than the sun, that we can't behold it. We can't look at the sun now without sunglasses. It'll blind us. God is even brighter than that. But we are going to shine brightly too, like the stars, like the sun. Because we will have His righteousness. And He will bring that forth. And there will be justice. Justice for us. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Well, how many of you do that? Rest in Him and wait patiently. I don't think too many of us are patient. We get in that fast food line, you know, and maybe the drive-through. What's taking so long, you know? We want it now. We want our food now. It's hard to wait. That's why there are many scriptures about waiting on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, etc. It's so important to wait. I think God puts a premium on patience because it shows that we trust Him. And we don't take matters into our own hands. It demonstrates a level of faith in God when we can wait for Him to come through for us. Wait patiently for Him. Rest in Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Again, just don't get upset over these things. Don't react. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Jesus spoke about this when he talked about the birds. Our Heavenly Father feeds them. Why should we worry? We're more valuable than they are, and He feeds them. Why do we doubt? Why do we worry? Why do we fret? It only causes harm. It certainly doesn't do any good, right? Your nerves get frazzled. You feel drained, powerless. You get upset. Instead, we should be at peace. Let God's peace flow through us. For evildoers shall be cut off. That means they're going to come to an end. Their life is going to end at some point in time. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. There again, wait on the Lord. We should be among those who wait on Him. For yet a little while and the wicked shall be no more. We have that to look forward to. There will come a time when the Lord returns on this earth, there'll be no more wickedness, no more evildoers, no more sin, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more suffering. We have that to look forward to. Yes, we deal with things now, but there'll come a time when that will be no more. We need to hold that out as our hope, as one of our hopes. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. You can do all the seeking you want. You're not going to find the wicked anymore, because the Lord is going to put an end to it. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Jesus himself said in the Sermon on the Mount, the meek shall inherit the earth. What did he mean by that? What is meekness? Anybody know what it is to be meek? It doesn't necessarily mean to be timid or fearful. It just means to be restrained even though there's provocation. The world wants to provoke you. Satan wants to provoke you. We see all these demonstrations out now in the streets. We've seen them in the past. It doesn't matter what the issue is. It's all meant to provoke, to make people fearful, to make people be quiet. But being meek says we don't respond in the same way. We don't lash out. We don't fight back in the same way that maybe they do. We stand firm on the word, we speak our mind, but we don't lash out. Jesus was meek. Was he timid or afraid? No, but he was restrained. Jesus, both God and man, could have wiped out all his enemies with a word, but he restrained himself, because Father God had a plan and he followed along with that plan. And we need to do the same thing. We need to understand that wrath, our wrath or anger or retaliation or whatever, accomplishes nothing. We need to be meek. Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. We need to be restrained. Like I said, doesn't mean that you're timid or fearful. just means that you behave differently. You're not provoked. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So that's something else that we have to look forward to. Peace on earth. Finally, it will come. But there also is peace in our hearts. We have that from the Lord. The peace that passes all understanding. As long as we respond in the proper way. Don't fret. But there's the plan laid out on how to respond to the things that we see going on in the world. The things that are happening around us that want to get us all upset and worried and fearful and to do things that are ungodly, perhaps. Or certainly things that would not reflect our Christian faith, our belief in God. I think that was the last, that's the last one, isn't it? That's the last, that's all there is. That's verse 11. So there's the thing. Thou shalt not fret. We need to practice that. So the next time you see something going on, don't fret over it. Just say, okay, Lord, how do you want me to respond? You want me to do anything? Do you want me to say anything? But the thing is, don't let it bother you. God has everything under control. No matter how bad it may seem to get, God knows what he's doing. I may have said this before, but if you read the book of Revelation, there's a passage in there near the end where the earth is reaped. First of all, it's reaped of the true believers to be gathered together to be with Jesus. But then the second reaping said the clusters of the earth are ripe. And there's a reaping. And what is reaped will be tossed into the winepress of the wrath of God. What we're seeing is the ripening of those clusters that are being prepared to go into the winepress of God, of the wrath of God. You don't pick fruit until it's ripe. And that's what we're seeing. God is allowing sin and wickedness to come to fullness. It is ripening. So God will say, the time is now to reap and to toss the fruit of the vine, the grapes of wrath, into the winepress. And his judgment will come. So we shouldn't be surprised. Just as we plant vegetables and we wait until they're ripe and then we pick them, God is waiting until the fruit, the wicked fruit of the earth is fully ripe. It must happen. And I think he is loosening whatever restraint he may have exerted so that whatever is in the hearts of mankind is coming and bubbling up, and we're seeing it in all its fullness. We're seeing it. So we shouldn't be surprised. And things will get worse too. We haven't really seen the fullness yet. But it's getting riper and riper and riper. And then the Lord is going to reap his crop. And we are going to be with him. And what's left? His wrath. So don't fret. God knows what he's doing. And we have rewards in store for us. And we have the hope of eternal life and peace and joy in Jesus. And we're getting closer and closer to that. So again, do not fret. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. You have given us good cause to rejoice, really, and to not worry about things that are going on in this world. You're not surprised by any of it. Even before you created this earth, you knew what was going to happen. You knew there would be sin. You knew it would continue to grow and grow and grow. And you have recorded it in your scriptures that there will come a time when you will put an end to it. But first there must be a fully ripening of it. But help us, Lord, to fix our eyes on you and not to fret or worry in any way, regardless of what happens in this world. It just shows that we are that much closer to being with you and having all of this done away with. And we'll see new heavens and a new earth and your kingdom fully established on this earth, and there will be nothing but peace and joy and contentment. We look forward to that, Lord. Just help us to endure. Help us to keep our faith and trust in you. And help us to not fret over anything that may occur around us or in our lives. As the song says, Lord, I will trust in you. No matter what, I will trust in you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.